Good evening again. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Let's start this evening off with praise and worship together. Praise the Lord. Father, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, that your presence is here. Hallelujah. Sing, you are beautiful. You are beautiful beyond all my dreams. Words can't describe your loveliness. You are glorious in all of your ways. You make my life so beautiful. Again, you are beautiful. You are beautiful beyond all my dreams. Words can't describe your loveliness. You are glorious in all of your ways. You make my life so beautiful. Sing to him, awesome God.
God, awesome God,
Hallelujah.
What a powerful name it is, the name.
beautiful. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your holy name and we rest in you. We are refreshed in you. We come, O God, before you with thanksgiving. We recognize, O God, the integrity of your person, of your name. We acknowledge your sovereign grace operating in our lives today. And we rest, O God, in it. Father, let this evening be an evening that will remember the rest of our lives. As an evening, O God, that you touched us, healed, restored, made whole, empowered, and graced us as your people to live a life that is full of your splendor, of your glory, a testament to God that your word is truth. We continue in this word. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Glory Fest. We thank God for his wisdom and for his power made available to us all. You may be seated. I'm going to read a passage of scripture and make a comment. And the scripture passage I'm going to read is going to sound rather odd, but I want you to pay attention to what is being read and what commentary is going to be made. It says here in the book of Exodus, chapter 31 and verse 14. Exodus 31 and verse 14. Like I said, please pay attention. Don't jump into any conclusions. Just flow. Amen? The word of God says here, it says, ye shall keep the Sabbath. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, for it is holy unto you. It is holy unto whom? Unto you. In other words, it's been separated for you. Amen? Then it says, everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. Now, we're talking about Glory Fest. Why are we talking about this? But just hold on. For whosoever doeth any work therein that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of what? Rest. A Sabbath unto you. A Sabbath of rest. Are you with me? It's a Sabbath to you, and it's a Sabbath of rest. So, holy and rest are targeting somebody. Who is this somebody? Me. Okay. Come along, come along. Holy to the Lord. Now we found out it's holy to you. Now we find out that it's holy to the Lord. Okay. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is for what? A perpetual covenant. It is for what? It is for a perpetual covenant. They are celebrating or observing the Sabbath throughout their generations because of what? For, you can replace for with because, right? For a perpetual covenant. So the Sabbath is targeting a what? Perpetual covenant. Are you with me so far? Okay. 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. The Sabbath is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made what? Heaven and earth. And on the seventh day he what? Rested and was what? God refreshed? Okay. Now, what is this all about? This is God saying to us, are you with me so far? I am calling you to rest. Not to what? Works. The Bible says God worked for how many days? 6 days, and on the seventh day he what? Rested. Do you know that after that seventh day, when God says he rested, that God is still resting? What is that to you and I? That means when you've done whatever it is that you need to do, rest. What does it say? Rest. Because if you don't rest, you die. When we are living in the perpetual connection of works, we end up dying. But when you learn how to rest in God, you get refreshed. And God is calling us to a state of rest so that we are constantly refreshed, renewed, transformed, empowered. So when we're talking about glory fest, we're not talking about more works. We're talking about resting in that which Christ our Lord has accomplished already. What did the Lord, the Father say to the Lord? He says, sit down here, rest until. Amen? So my position, your posture, my posture in God is that of resting. Resting in what he has already accomplished. It is finished. Amen? Hallelujah. So don't be here tonight, tomorrow night, the rest of the year, the rest of your life, you know, wondering, what can I do? What can I do? And just stuck in his work mode. Look at what he has done. He has finished, and he finished it so I can rest. I rest in the healing grace of God. Hallelujah. Faith is me resting. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Faith is me what? Resting. Not, I got to do this. It's not that you don't do anything, but you recognize that your doings, whatever it is that you are doing, is just staying connected. Amen? Loving. Staying connected. Not, if I do this, I'm going to be holy. No, the holiness was already done. Amen? The rest is already done. And all you need to do is just stay where God has called you to be, in a state of rest, so that God can fulfill what he has done in you, through you, by you, for you. You get that? Is that settled? Praise the Lord. Felt led by the Spirit of the Lord to go to this passage. And I believe the reason is God wants us to recognize that he wants us refreshed. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this evening, I want to introduce to us a great giant, a man of God, anointed to take the word of God to the nations, a great teacher of the word. I got to meet this man maybe some 20-something years back. There was a prayer conference that was taking place in San Diego, and he spoke for a week, and the next week was going to be my week. And so that's the first time I heard of him, had not known about him. And but after that, God started causing our paths to cross, and he loves Papa, I love Papa, and started to experience the healing anointing that flows through his life in a powerful way. He's a great giver, a connoisseur of history, just an amazing man of God, just an amazing man of God, a humble man that wants to see God's people empowered to experience the life flow of the living God. And when the Lord spoke about and captioned this particular meeting and called it Glory Fest, it was his name that was attached to it. And this evening, they two are having meetings, and very, very busy man of God. But he sent a word to us tonight, and I want you to welcome with me this man of God, Dr. Christian Hafush. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, he's going to bring the word to us now. And enjoy the word of the Lord, and Mama and I will come back to you in just a moment.
Ah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Well, you may be seated, and let's look at the Word of God today. And let me touch on the second epistle of St. Paul to his son in the faith, Timothy. And if you go with me to 2 Timothy and chapter 1, Second Timothy 1, are you there? Reading with verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Therefore, or wherefore, if you're reading from particular languages, I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
I forgot my keys.
For God, or because God, has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Now, if you notice, the Apostle Paul clearly says about himself, when I call to remembrance, when I think about you, Timothy, and your background, and how you were raised, and who your mother and your grandmother is, when I call to remembrance, I want you to notice those words, the faith. Yes. Hit someone, say, the faith.
The faith.
No, notice, he does not say, when I call to remembrance, faith. He identifies that the faith of the Word of the living God is the faith, not what man makes him. He is not a way. He is not of private opinion. He cannot be voted out of authority. The faith was, is, and is to come, because Christ is the faithful one and the originator, the author, and the completer of our faith. Now I'm going to slow down a little bit. Hit someone and say, catch this. I don't care who your favorite celebrity in the world is. If they have more than one way to God, they're worthless. And so when I call to remembrance the faith that was in your grandmother, is that what it says? Yes. Does it say the faith? Yes. And that was in your mother. Yes. And I am persuaded that in you also is the same faith in the grandmother. Transferred. Taught. Demonstrated. Shared. Imparted. And handed to the mother. And is the same faith. Taught. And imparted. And handed to Timothy. Now notice now, if it is the faith and it is not supernatural, well, let me put it like this, because faith is the spirit of faith and faith is a spirit, he does not degenerate by generations. He continues to be the same pure, capable, victorious, triumphant, and powerful, miracle-working faith. I'm going to stop till you shout. Living in you today, what will make your body alive with the life of God, your mind alert with the sobriety of heaven, my God, alive in you, alive in you. Is that good? So I want to cover some territory, and is that good?
Yes.
When Paul the apostle says, "Look, he's writing a letter. It's going to become canon. It's going to become scripture. He's writing by the inspiration of the Almighty Holy Spirit, and he's saying, here's what's happening behind the scenes. I'm remembering. And I'm remembering your grandma and the faith that is in her. I'm remembering your mother and the faith that is in her." My God, those are some apostolic women. And he said, "And I'm persuaded that in you also." Then he says, so what does he say? "I call you to remember." He said, "I remember what was imparted to you. I remember the purity. I remember the power. I know what you receive. I know what you have. Timothy, more than you know what you have. That's why I'm reminding you that you did not receive a substandard level, but you received an excellency that is to be manifested in your life." My God. Look with me. Look with me. Excuse me for just pulling back to teach a little bit. There's some principles here that are alive. Let me say this. Faith is not just being sure about something. Faith is not just being determined. Faith, those are wonderful qualities. Faith is not just accepting something rationally, intelligibly, and knowing it that way to be the truth. Faith is substance of things hoped for. Faith is evidence of unseen. Faith is evidence of unseen. The faith that you have living in you through your relationship with the Lord Jesus is the same force holding the universe together. My God, the same spiritual power that will move the mountain when you talk to Him without doubt in your heart. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has given His people, His apostolic sons, His apostolic daughters, a force, an ability, and a power that no power in the universe can resist, because He's given us and sent us in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Amen. You catching this? So look what he says. When I remember, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, the pure faith, and original languages, Semitic languages, always put the personal pronoun on the word. So it is the faith. Are you listening to me? It's redundant in English, so for grammatical purposes, we don't do it. But I personally would rather sacrifice grammar and get the truth over to someone. Amen. But that's just me. Are you listening? So we thank God for amplified. We thank God for amplified. That's why I use a lot of synonyms. So if you don't know one word, you'll get about 10. You're bound to catch one of them. So he said, the faith, the words that are related, if we're going to go into the Hebrew or the Aramaic, related to Amin, which means faithful, or Aman, which means safety. It means fortification. It means absoluteness. Faith is not subject to debate. Faith is knowing the outcome beforehand. Faith is having a hold on something so sure, because God saying is in it that you have what people do not yet see, and you believe what you do not yet possess tangibly, because you have the evidence of it, having been told it by the Lord Himself through His word. That's why you're blessed, healed, whole, strong. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Now, just stay with me. That's one of the things Jesus drew our attention to when he called himself, I am the Amin, the faithful. Are you listening? The faithful one. How many of us know that there's only one faithful one? In the sense that He did not become. He's always been. But then the handmaid of the Lord said, look. Go ahead, put your hands on yourself. I am. And so let there be a performance to me according to your word. When that happened, merely he who has always been accepted the invitation and became the man, not so that he would remain the only man, but he would qualify all of humanity in his excellent victory over all of the powers of the enemy, and everything that is unclean or tainted could not impact him or affect him, so that he would become a faithful high priest for you and I, able to hold us up and impart to us the very characteristics we did not earn and we did not accomplish. And so he is the only, listen, faithful one, but watch this. He is not incapable of making his own faithful. Don't get a half truth and say only the Lord is faithful. No, the Lord's faithfulness was connected to his mission, which was to die in order to stop rebellion's rule over your life and bring faithfulness into your being. My God. And he said, sit down, please. He said, isn't that right? So because he became, and he did say this, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. Oh, wait a minute. Can God die? What did he do? This is my body, broken for you. So he lays down his life for you and I. And he calls that laying down of his life a sowing of a corn of wheat. Are you listening to me? And he says the alternative to that, if he wouldn't have done that, he would abide alone. He would be the only faithful, the only... But watch, most of you are ready, watch. And God said, it is not good for man to abide alone. My God, there is an anointing in this place today. And so he took upon himself the deep sleep of death that he allegorically defined already at Jairus' house when he said regarding the young girl, she's just asleep. He was talking about the sleep of death. He said the same thing about Lazarus. He's just asleep. He was talking about the sleep of death. He went into a deep sleep so that from his side he would supply what is necessary to build his bride, his church. Lift your hands and give God thanks for sending his son. Woo! So can you see now, you know, from the time he said it, it was probably 6,000 years ago or so in the garden when he said it is not good. We don't even know how many years. Thousands. Because Moses wrote somewhere around 4,000 years ago. But that wasn't in the garden. In the garden, the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. In the Gospels, Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall into the, unless I sow this, I will remain this. But if I sow this, I can give this to everyone that doesn't deserve this, that will believe on this. I can give them my nature, my faithfulness, my love, my kindness, my health, my wisdom, my word, my understanding, my direction, my ability. I can make myself a people that are compatible with me. I don't know how you can receive that and just nod. Y'all just wait for Gabriel to come for you. But I've come today to declare that this is a day that the Lord has made for your life. Glory, 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 glory. Hear the servant of the Lord. Let my performance be. Let your performance in me and for me be. According to your saying, your sermon, your prophecy, your decree, your word, and your promise. And let it be now. Something is happening, glory to God. Something is happening. Glory, glory, glory. You know, this is a marvelous atmosphere because of your love for the Lord and for the ministry, and because of your hunger and your pull for the things of the Lord. It's a wonderful spiritual atmosphere, but it is it's not easier to navigate ministerially in this atmosphere. In the sense that we weave by the direction of the Lord from that which is revelatory into that which is revelatory, prophetic, and then into that which is doctrinal or Bible. Isn't that right? Yes. Well, not Bible, doctrinal. So we minister in doctrine, in knowledge, in prophecy, and in revelation. That's how the Apostle Paul said we should minister. So I'm full back now because I got to get this over to you, Sammy. You ready?
Yes.
So the Apostle Paul tells Timothy something very intimate. He says, I've meditated, I've thought, and I've recalled your ancestry, the faith of your grandmother, the unfeigned, the untainted, the pure faith of your grandmother, the faith of your mother, the same faith that dwelt in your grandmother, dwelt in your mother, and I am persuaded in you also. He uses that to challenge Timothy, because he's saying, I'm persuaded it's in you, but you're bishoping the church of Ephesus, and persecution is rising against you, and affliction is rising against you, and you've got more in you than you're letting out. You're letting what's around you limit what's in you. But I'm persuaded that faith did not diminish when you inherited it, when that faith in you is the same. I am persuaded. I'm persuaded that in you also. Listen to me. You came with an enablement from God, but I came with a key to unlock the limitation of that enablement, and the Word of God will allow the powerful living faith of the Lord to manifest in your life. Glory, 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 glory. All right. So he uses his ancestry. He speaks the truth regarding that. So we know that this impartation of the spirit of faith, which probably won't have time to read it, but I'll quote it. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and that is why I have spoken. We also believe, and that is why we speak. Are you listening to me? So this, we having what? The same spirit of faith. Now, if we go to link to the Semitic, if we go to the Hebrew, if we go to the old manuscripts, if we go to the way it's really to be worded, it would be similar to how the Lord said, the Lord himself will show you a sign. Well, why didn't the Lord just say, the Lord will show you a sign? Because the Lord can show you a sign through... But when the Lord himself, it's something the Lord himself is doing. So when it says we having the same spirit, it should say of the faith. Because the Holy Spirit never preaches faiths.
All right.
The Holy Spirit never prophesies faiths. He prophesies the faith. My. He is the spirit of the faith. My God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. My God. Hey. Jesus said, I am he. My God. Are you listening to me? Did you catch that? So we having the same spirit of faith is talking about the blessing granted to us through the salvifical relationship, being born from the source, born from above, born of the Spirit, and the baptism into the Almighty Holy Spirit with fire. Are you listening? So now we have given to us an enablement that we can't manufacture. Now, child of God, I want to challenge your humanity. I want to challenge your humanity. Do not use your humanity given to you by God, your rationale given to you by God, your will given to you by God, to doubt what God said he gave you. You're no match. You're no match. Just because you say, well, I just don't believe that, does not make God incapable of remaining who he always has been and who he always is. If the Lord said, I give you power, then receive that power and walk in that power and live in that power and celebrate that power. When you feel the power, when you see the power, and if you don't see it, and if you don't feel it, agree with God through the spirit of the faith that he has given you. Amen.
Amen.
Very, very important. Very important. And this is why we are fully dedicated to the Lord in ministering in every aspect of grace that God has called us, not only leading people to the Lord, but also teaching and training and making disciples of people, not according to some, you know, positive idea. Thank God for positive ideas. You know, real positivity and real contributory things are ultimately from God. There's a big difference, though, when someone thinks they came up with it. In reality, you may not know this. Counterfeit people, counterfeit Christians sneak into our meetings in order to catch inspiration and blessing and go out and use it distorted for their own benefit and take the credit for it. Because the devil has not had one original idea since he was created. Now, I've been in meetings all over the world, from New York to South Africa. I've laid hands on people, and I go stop in front of someone and say, are you born again? Are you a Christian? No, I'm a Hindu. What are you doing here? I want the blessing. I said, you want to receive Christ? No, I just want the blessing. Get out of my line. And I get them out of my line and go down. Am I telling the truth, Dr. Robin? Get out of our line. I go lay hands on people. Next thing you know, sneak up again. I've had witches do that and we spotted them. I've had New Agers do that and we spotted them. Are you listening? Because they know that you can't manufacture the supernatural energy. But you are not a counterfeit. This is yours, paid for in full by the Lord Jesus, your Savior. I am persuaded in you also, verse 5. That is why I am placing you in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. So now there is a gift that is in the ordination, that is complementary to the transmission of the faith, so that the faith and the power, like the authority or the ability and the power, would work in the life of the individual. How many of us here, you want that more than it's ever been before? Now see, he tells him, I'm reminding you so that you would stir up or fan the inner flame. Are you listening to me? That is in you. Stir up the fire that is in you. Stir it up. Don't look around and say, where'd it go? I don't have it. No, stir up the gift of God which is in you. Stir up the gift of God which is in you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stir up the gift of God which is in you. This end time generation that is part of this army will not be told how to act, how to walk, and how to think by their surroundings. They'll have a gift stirred up and an agreement together and a union together with the commission of our King in glory, so that we can trample underfoot the powers of demonic evil in the world today through the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Are you getting anything out of this? So we stir up the gift. We stir the gift. What is the gift? Well, we have to get beyond the manifestations of the Spirit or gifts of the Spirit and go to the gift of the Spirit. The blessing of having been gifted with the very indwelling of the Spirit of God. God lives in us. Somebody said, well, I don't know if I believe that. That's why you're not stirring that up. God lives in us. Somebody said, well, that sounds like a cult. Well, where do you think the devil got his ideas from? But when you accepted Jesus, you weren't receiving a scorpions or a snake or a lie. You're receiving the word of the living God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who said in the Holy Scriptures, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and your members are the members of Christ? Which is in you. The kind of power that is in some of our meetings, well, all of our meetings, but I tell you, last night, that was scary power. Are you listening to me? People are afraid of that kind of tangible presence. Stir up that which is in you. So when you walk down the streets of your city, the tangible presence of the blessed God of glory, sickness will pack up and leave. Disease will pack up and leave. Devils will get out and run. My God. The beloved John in the gospel tells us, for the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And it said, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace of his fullness. Stir up, Timothy, the gift of God that's in you. Stir up, Eunice. Come on. Stir up, daughter of God. When the indwelling and also the corporate presence is outflowing, because Jesus talked about it in a number of ways, but two, one is a well springing up. See, when you talk about a well in the Holy Land, you're talking about something that gushes out of a rock sometimes. Sometimes you have to lower into the thing, but you're talking about springing up. That's what Jesus called the experience. And then he talked about rivers of living water that flow. And so he's talking about that which is not only contained, but that which overflows. And in this tangible presence of a corporate group of people overflows, brings an atmosphere that is alien to the natural, but not illegal on the planet. Because Christ became the man, he has gained the right for the presence of the heavenly to be legal in earth through the believers that believe on him. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit in this place. Presence move in every part of your being. Let that presence move in every part of your being. Let the awakening, the sobriety, the somberness, and the conviction, the steadfastness that you have an ability to keep in the faith where nothing is impossible, or no saying of God is void of performing power. Keep that up on the top of your thought life. Recognize that no weapon in this world will prevail against what Christ is building and what he is building in your life. Determine to accept deliverance, then submit to oppression. My God, should I stop? Here. Let it be unto me according to your word. Yeah, according to your sermon, according to your saying, oh, that's the original. Let there be a performance. Let it happen. Glory to God. When the Spirit of God envelops you, you can see from heaven answers to the plight of this world. And every answer is in the answer, Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. I love you. I don't know what to do with you. But I am going to stick to the time frame. Now he says to him, to Timothy, work the inner fire that's in you. So since I have 5 minutes in this first session, I'll just talk about that. How do we stir up the gift of God which is in us? Okay. Well, Apostle Paul talks about a language or a prayer ability that is a sign. Mark the Apostle calls it a sign. And they shall speak with new tongues. These signs will accompany those that believe. They will speak with new tongues. Are you listening to me? It's different than the manifestation of diverse kinds of tongues, where you have tongues and interpretation of tongues, which when you put the two together, they're equivalent to prophecy. Are you listening to me? Because prophecy is a supernatural utterance given in a known language that goes to your spirit, edifies you, exhorts you, and comforts you. Hallelujah. And it's very important. If prophetic inspiration was not important, then it would not be given to us. So if exhortation, edification, and comfort was not as good as notes, you see? See, most people are under the influence, the impression, misguided, that a meeting like today or like yesterday, where you might leave and not know exactly everything that happened, didn't benefit you. Because they think benefit comes when you get something up here. But there's something you get in here that you know you got it, but you don't know exactly how it is. But when you need him, he'll rise up and you'll say, my God, how did I act like that? How did I do that? I didn't know I had that operating in my life. So one way is the prayer language, singing in the spirit, singing with our understanding, praying in the spirit, praying in our understanding, praying in the spirit. When a man speaks or a human being, in this case, an apostolic daughter speaks in tongues, you're building up yourself on your most holy faith. Even if you are praying and you don't know that you're praying maybe for someone across the world, just by virtue of fulfilling who you are through obedience, you're being built up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's one way. Another way is you speak the word. You declare the word. You answer what is without fruit. You say no. You no man will eat fruit from you forever. You answer Goliath and say, today I'm going to take your head from you. You answer your enemies. You answer lying symptoms and you say, you get out of my body. By his stripes I'm healed. You stir up the gift of God which is in you. When those thoughts come and the enemy say, shut up and be quiet, you don't, these people don't want to hear the truth, you're so full of God, you're able to act like your Christian ancestors, that you've received the purity of their faith from the Lord himself. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. Stir up the fire until it gets on everybody around you. When people recognize this end time generation, they're going to see a peaceful people full of supernatural power. Hallelujah. You stir up the gift of God also by getting around people that puts you in remembrance about the right things. You get around the poles that can remind you what you got, so that you can allow what you got to be used in your life. You don't get around those type of people that tell you what you can't do and what you're not and what you gotta wait for and where you gotta go and someday in the by and by. No, you gotta get around somebody that's got the one to impart to you according to your calling. Jump up to your feet and give God a great shout today.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise, Lord, we give you praise, we give you praise. Oh, blessed be the name of the Most High God. Lord, we engage our faith, your faith in us, even now. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for the miraculous, the manifestation of your purpose in your people. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated for a moment. It is one thing to be a hearer of the word, but the Bible talks about forgetful hearers. One of the fundamental truths, which is the bedrock of the word that we've just heard from 2 Timothy 1, Paul talks about the faith that was in your grandmother and was in your mother, and I perceive it's in you, the faith. The man of God said, the Holy Spirit doesn't talk about faiths, he talks about the faith. That faith, which is the faith. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Christ, the anointed one, that lives in me. And the faith that I live by the faith. Someone say, the faith. One more time, the faith. Say it again, the faith. It is not an inferior faith. You don't have an inferior faith. You have the faith. Praise the Lord. And the faith that you have is the faith of God. It has the potential, the power, the capacity to accomplish anything God wants to accomplish. And that faith, the faith, is the faith that is in you. It's the faith that is in me. Hallelujah. Someone say, I use the faith to turn things around right now to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have faith, God's kind of faith, you will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you what? Say. Luke 1, verse 45. We're going to pray in just a moment. Mary has just come to see Elizabeth. Elizabeth had been pregnant for 6 months. But there was no movement in her tummy. No sense that there was life in there. But when Mary came, something happened. There was a stirring. You know, you need to come in contact with people of like faith. Disengage yourself from people that live in the realm of unbelief. They will just pour cold water on your hot water and turn it to become lukewarm. You hang around people that have fire inside of them. Hallelujah. If you're not going to have breakthroughs, we've got to hang around people that are fired up. When Mary saw Elizabeth, she said, Elizabeth said, and blessed is she that believed. Blessed is the one that believes. Why? What's going to happen? For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. God has spoken to us today. God has been speaking to us. And God will continue to speak to us. And all he's saying to us is, just believe. For there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. That day, the baby that was in her womb, Elizabeth's womb, leaped. There was a stirring. Because fire, the consuming fire, was inside of Mary, and it stirred up that which seemed to have been dead. May God bring you around people that will stir you up in a proper way, because God is going to do his thing, and I want to be part of what God is doing. Do you? Hallelujah. then you need to begin to say the same thing like God said. If God says this is a time for the manifestation of His glory, then what we need to be saying all the time is, the glory of God is upon my life. I am a manifestation of the glory of God. I am rest. I am in my Sabbath. I am in rest. I am refreshed. I am renewed. I am empowered. The grace of God is flowing in me and through me. Are you ready to receive your miracle? I don't know what you are challenged by, but today you can leave that thing that you're struggling with in the hands of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can leave it. You say, how am I going to leave it? You say it. You say, Lord, I'm leaving this problem with you, and I'm going to sit down and rest. Do you receive that word? Okay? Now, find at least one issue that you're struggling with, if you are struggling with anything. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your son. Maybe it's your daughter. Maybe it's your spouse. But I want you to be able to surrender that thing to the Lord today and say, God, I am handing this over to you. Here it is. The Word of God says, cast your burdens, all of your burdens, onto the Lord, for He cares. Tonight, that's what we're going to engage. We're going to use the faith to declare that our problem is moved from us and that we are in the rest of God. Will you believe God for that? Are you ready? Okay, rise with me. I'm going to ask Mama to come. Join with me. We're going to stand in agreement with you. Whatever that issue is, maybe an issue that you're struggling with, it may be an issue that somebody else is struggling with, or something that you know God has to take care of in His church right here. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and of His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Take that one thing and release it to the Lord. Just release it to Him. Right this very moment. Just release it to Him. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter whether it's 1 or 20. You are not called to be a burden carrier. You're called to be a glory carrier. You're called to the rest of God. You're not called to carrying burdens. You're not called to carry yokes. The anointing of God on your life is there to destroy yokes and remove burdens. Just release it to Him right now. Release your marriage to Him. Release your children to Him. Release your financial situation to Him. Release His church to Him. Release whatever the challenge is. Release it to Him right now. It might be a challenge, a court case, whatever it is. Just release it to Him and say, I am going to rest. I am not going to worry about this thing anymore. For God has not given to us the spirit of fear. Stir it up, stir that which God has done in you right this very moment, and release that situation to Him and trust Him tonight for a supernatural work of grace. Oh, hallelujah. We give you praise. Oh,
yeah, Lord. Let there be a performance of your word. Every burden, every care. Oh, we cast upon you, Lord. We cast to God to you now. Father, in Jesus' name, we step, oh God, into the grace of Sabbath, of rest, of your glory. Every burden, every care, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, O God, that it is taken. You receive, O God, all these cares, all these burdens we cast, O God, unto you. Thank you for the faith. Your faith. Your faith is activated. It is stirred up within us. Yes, Lord. Oh, Rebaladabashande Kasoko. Remanabashakata Barukoseke. Rekete Bashande Rebosaka.
Continue to speak in the Holy Ghost. God is even doing miracles, even right now. There's someone who's sick in their stomach. I don't know what is wrong with you, whether it's cancer or whatever it is. I see the fire of God burning it from your stomach, from this section of your stomach. You have a big problem, and the Lord is fixing you right now.
Yes,
let the fire of God begin to burn,
yes,
and
Lord,
remove every single symptom and the issue completely in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
begin to
Father.
Take your miracle. Begin to take your miracle. The word has been sent. The word is working right now. Begin to receive the power of the Holy Ghost at work in your life. The faith, the same faith that God used in creating the universe, that's the faith that's manifesting in your life, even right now. Begin to see that problem that's bigger than you coming down and falling off in the name of Jesus. A turnaround. It's a turnaround. The miracle is working. If you are sick in your stomach, if there's anything wrong with your internal organs, this is a good time for you to lay hold and begin to take it. I see God doing miracles. So put your hand. If you have any issue, put your hand. Those on TV land, internet, and those who are present in this service, begin to take your healing. The fire is not leaving. God is doing something. Somebody say, I receive him. Actually, there's someone who has cancer that God, that's the first person that this word went for. But there are others that God is now healing. Somebody say, I receive my healing. Somebody say, I receive my healing. Say, all my eternal and external organs are all healthy and whole. They are healed. They are restored. They are made whole. That fire is still present. It is happening. Something is happening. It is lifting, but every single one of them, be gone in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that there will be a testimony. There's a performance of your word right now, healing and restoring and making your children whole. In the name of Jesus, every burden, every yoke of the enemy, every oppression, I command to leave now in the name of Jesus. Take your filthy hands off God's people. Take it off their finances. Take it off their health. Take it off their family. Take it off their sons. Take it off their children. take it off their daughters, take it off their grandchildren, take it off their parents, take it off their business. In the name of Jesus, may the sword of the Lord cut off the tentacles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that that cancer cell is dead. Dead to its root and doesn't feed on that person anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for good news. Good news from the doctors that there has been a total turnaround. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the testimony of your children. Thank you those that are hearing the sound of my voice. They are laying a hold of your word and your word is working in them right now. The spirit of fear is defeated.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of confusion is defeated.
In
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They have the sound mind. Somebody say, I have a sound mind. There's no fear in me.
There's no fear in me.
Because there's no fear in God.
There's no fear in me.
I fear no evil.
I
have a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
I have love.
Glory,
I have power.
Glory,
a sound mind.
God,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that person who have an issue with their throat, they are also healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be restored.
Amen.
Be made whole.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The word has been sent and it's not attacking those issues. To God be the glory. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Shout of praise.
Praise
hallelujah. 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 Glory is there, to God.
Is there somebody that had joint pains? Joint pains? That's you? Okay, where was the joint pain? On your knees? Come over here. I want to see.
I want to also know those who had the stomach issues. So
okay.
If you have the stomach, I didn't ask you. Yeah, don't.
You had the joint pain.
If you have stomach issue, wave your hand. I saw a few of you put your hand on your stomach. So, if you are, you know, it's a good time for you to always give God praise. You don't need to be coerced. You just run to the altar and get a finished package.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joint on that side, stomach on this side. If you have double of
stomach
issue, then
on
go
that
on
side.
This
joint,
side. You have stomach
joint issues, yeah.
Only joint on this side. Stomach this way. If you have stomach and also joint, you can join this side.
Just receive your miracle.
Close your eyes and give God thanks. Put your hands towards him.
Hallelujah.
The package is not coming. We are speaking this word, and God has given you your victory. Hold on to it like a dog. We hold on to a juicy bone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to thank God. Some of you are just standing there. Thank
just
God. Thank God and keep your miracle forever.
Receive it. Receive
it. Somebody say, I receive my miracle.
Hallelujah.
I'm not leaving this place without it. Every stress has been removed. Every stress has been removed by the stripe of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say amen.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Okay, check.
Check yourself.
Check those that can check right now. Check it where the joint issues are. Is it still there? Is it better? What is better?
Praise the Lord.
Is it gone completely? If it's not gone, there's a little bit left there. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Check it again. Hallelujah. It's gone.
Shake it. Do like this, like you're kicking the ball. Kick it out.
Yours is gone. It's gone.
Praise
the
Lord.
Who else had the joint?
As it's gone.
Huh? The joint in your feet. Okay. How would you know that something has happened?
Shake
Just check it. Just keep on checking. Stomach issues. That's a little bit more difficult to find out, except if there's pain that is gone.
The way you start is to know, did something happen? Did you feel anything? If you felt anything in your stomach, if you felt anything, wave up. Praise the Lord. If you felt something. So you see, when it starts with a seed. Everything with God. You? Nicole? Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. She felt something. Who else put? Don't come after we're leaving and just say, I was the one. That time we don't listen anymore. It's too late. You're not giving thanks to me. You're giving thanks to God. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. She felt. Who else? You too? You felt
praise
something?
God.
Who else? And who did not feel anything? Okay, the people who felt something, come join this side. The ones who didn't feel anything, you know, there's always what you call second touch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just move yourself close to the altar as much as you can. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
No struggle. Just receive.
All right.
You have
put your hands
faith.
Towards Jesus again. We're dealing with stomach, so if other things go, praise the Lord. Put your right hand in your stomach. Thank you, Jesus. I know something happened because the symptom that I was picking up is not there anymore. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, I said if you have not received, put your hand up. Put one hand on your stomach, the other one hand up. Right hand in your stomach. Right hand of power, left hand up. Praise the Lord. Let God take your weakness and give you his strength.
Thank you, Jesus. We come to your rest.
Put your other hand, Candy.
Manifest.
She's gone. All right, let's pray. Close your eyes to Jesus. What is your issue? Are you part of stomach issue? Stomach? All right, let me deal with the stomach. We'll come to you.
What?
The rest of... I'll come to her last.
Okay.
Yes. Let us pray. Right hand on your stomach, left hand to the Lord. Some people are standing for their family members. So, Father, we thank you that your word always works 24/7. Your word never fails. By the stripe of Jesus, everyone with stomach ache has been paid for, healed. In the name of Jesus, every resistance against the word of God from working in your body, I command you to get out of the way now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Be restored, be made whole. Every single one of you, your stomach is free from every dark attack. I say, let there be light.
Hallelujah.
Let there be light.
Hallelujah.
Every chaotic and problematic thing there, be swept off you now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So let it be done.
Thank you, Lord, for their testimony. Thank you that you have made them every whit whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, check yourself again if you have to press it and check how you feel. Anybody felt anything different with themselves? Don't tell stories that, did you feel anything? Did you feel peace? Did you feel a calm? Or do you feel that sensation of, you have pain? That's the first question I ask. Who has pain right now? Yeah, you did not put your hand. I said I'm coming to you last, so I'm dealing with this five. Any of you here, you have pain? Pain. Okay. So, you? Okay. No problem. So, the word I've spoken is going to go to work. So, you're going to see a difference starting tonight. So no pain right now. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I put a stop to that reoccurring issue. In Jesus' name. Okay, who else? Pain? No pain. Pain? No pain. Pain? No pain. No pain. So we have 100% no pain. So everything, the word is going to work. See, the word is attached to you now. It's not going to stop until it accomplishes its complete mission.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
The word works. Okay, I say I'll come to her last because I don't know what she... The rest of you, you can go see that. So praise the Lord. Praise the
was
Lord.
Was the joint good? You good? What about yours?
Oh.
Huh?
Praise
you still
the
has pain?
Candy. Stay right there.
Candy. Receive your miracle.
Praise
all of it. Jesus' name. Receive it. Jesus' name. Crown of your head to the sole of your feet. It'll be finished. It'll be complete. There shall be a performance for those that believe. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Everybody got their healing? Okay.
Look this way. I'm the one talking to you. Yeah. So you hurt yourself?
So there's pain there now?
On your left side. Yes. The reason I told her to wait when I asked for stomach, she wasn't. That was not her issue. Her issue was pain on her body, on her left side because she fell. So lift your hands towards heaven. Lift your hands towards heaven, both of them. Yes, close your eyes. I speak adjustment to every ligament in your system that's been out of place. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be restored, be made whole. Now check your hope, check that pain. Look for the pain. And her.
It's good.
Yes, it's all better now.
Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
When you come into service, no matter what the situation is, be reminded of this, that God says you can cast all of your burdens and your cares upon Him.
Amen.
Amen? You can receive your miracle by just believing, and there shall be a performance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to share in communion together in just a moment. Well, I guess let's do that and then we'll do our offering. Okay. All right. Let's just complete with the offering and have that out of the way. Anybody needs a communion cup, needs to be served, raise your hand and you'll be served. And the rest of you, just come on and give that which God has laid in your hands. Just honor God with your giving. Wasn't that a very powerful word from Dr. Christian Afush this evening?
Praise
the Lord. Amen. Powerful word, powerful word. Don't forget it. Listen to it again and again. The faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Unfeigned faith.
It is passing on. It's touching every one of us.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's also a generational faith.
Yes, generational.
From a grandmother to a mother and to their son. May the faith in you be passed down to your family. It's a generational faith. So begin to speak that faith into your family. Your entire household shall be saved. And there we have the faith of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have the faith. Say, I have the faith. What is the faith again? The faith of God.
Faith of God.
Hallelujah. I think yesterday you Apostle preached on the fullness of the Godhead. That's that same fullness. You have it. That's the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can say your hallelujah for you. You need to say your own hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Is there somebody with some kind of a tightness in the chest area that is going all the way to the back in here? Is that you? This chest right here all the way to the back? Okay. You ready to receive your miracle? In Jesus' name, I declare wholeness for you right this very moment. Be healed, be restored, be made every whit whole. Whatever it is that's causing that tightness, release your hold now. Hallelujah. Those muscles are relaxing right this very moment. The tightness is lifted. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Swing like this. Swing. Swing your arms. Swing. Is the tightness still there? It's gone. Check it.
Keep swinging it.
Okay. How is it? I can't hear you. It's a little bit better. Okay, just come quickly. Just come quickly. I don't want it to just be a little bit better. Swing, swing, swing it. What? It shifted to that side? Okay, swing that one. Tell it to get out. Do you receive it? Okay, do it. I sense the relaxing of the muscles. I can still feel some of it, but it is all going to go. Because it's way less than where it was. And the Lord is going to complete it. Amen. Just receive it. There shall be a performance of the word of the Lord. Okay, you can go back to your seat. This is the body. It's the body of the Lord. Before he went to the cross, his body was sickness and disease free. Praise the Lord. When he said, "This is my body," there was no sickness in it. Later on, he took on my sickness, your sickness, and all of that, and he dumped it. And when he came out with a new body. Hallelujah. That can never entertain sickness or disease. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he tells us that we have a new body in him. So take off this body, and as you eat, remember that just like Jesus was totally healthy before he went to the cross, and just like he was totally healthy when he came out of the grave with resurrection life, that you being raised with him, you are free of sickness and disease. Amen. Amen. Watch this now. When he took your sickness and your disease, you became sickness and disease free. Amen. Hallelujah. So say with me, I am sickness and disease free. I am totally healthy. I am whole. I am blessed and highly favored. Amen. Take off the body and eat.
Say, by his blood.
By his blood.
I am free.
I am free.
From every sickness.
From every sickness.
From every disease.
From every disease.
From every pain.
From every pain.
From every lack.
From all lack.
From every shame.
From all shame.
From death.
From death.
From debt.
From death.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So glad to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. Tomorrow we're going to continue in the morning, Sunday morning, but we're going to conclude tomorrow night. I want you to come ready to receive. Put the scripture passage back up for a moment, 2 Timothy 1. Verse 6. I want you to see this scripture passage with me and bear in mind what it says. It says, "Wherefore I put thee in what? Remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God." Stir up what? The gift of God. Stir up what?
The gift of God,
which is in thee. By the what? Putting on of my hands. How did the gift get there?
Laying of hands.
How did it get there? The putting on of my hands. There is going to be impartation of gifts tomorrow night. Amen? We're going to lay hands on you, and there is going to be an impartation. And when God gives you gifts, it's all kinds. Hallelujah. But get ready to receive a special gift, and then you begin to stir it. Keep it going. Hallelujah. God will connect you with people that have similar gifts, that so you can get stirring each other up, and the fire becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until it's an inferno. There is fire in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning and then tomorrow night. Let Mama pray the closing prayer, and then we'll be done.
Amen. Father, we thank you that the word spoken over everyone is working right now.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your shalom, that your peace has gone forth and to accomplish that which is sent to do. We thank you for the peace of all your children. We thank you for your glory that is in their lives. We thank you, O God, that they will have a restful night tonight and be back in the house of the Lord, magnifying, praising, and glorifying your name with testimonies and thanksgiving for what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless the
Give
Lord.
A good clap offering unto the Lord. And want to thank God for all those that have given so generously, those who have worked to make this stage so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Amen. Praise Things still Lord. Yet to be done, but it is getting better and better.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. See you tomorrow morning. Good night. Yes.